Obviously, it would be fantastic to think that it would never happen again. But unfortunately, with climate change, we have to be very, very careful and we have to be prepared for the worst going forward. The people on Bridge Street are probably at this stage very tired. They are angry and they obviously will never want to see this happen again. The position that we're in now with the minister visiting yesterday, it sounds very positive. At least we'll be put forward for some form of a mitigation, and that's what we need to do. I think that a new committee has been formed down there now since the flood, which is great because it brings people together and there's a representative there to speak on their behalf. But the supports are there for them, and the support that was there after the flood was amazing. But for them not to forget that the supports are still there. Now, there is a deadline. I think it's the first week of January. So we need to ensure that everybody is included. And as I said earlier on at the meeting, if there's dehumidifiers and stuff like that that still needs to be sorted out, we will do all that. And we are here to help both social welfare, social protection, and obviously the humanitarian aid and through the local enterprise as well. We've got all of those helps in there for the people.
And in terms of the minister's visit this week, are you fully confident in what he's promised will actually be fulfilled? We've heard that there have been a couple of other OPW ministers visiting Donegal and maybe not necessarily promises have been followed through.
Yeah, I mean, fairly confident. I'd hope so. I really would. I would hope so, but I just don't know. Like you've said, we would have had Boxer Moran here back a number of years ago. He was here in Donegal Town, and he was also in Killybegs at that time. And there were promises made, but it never did see the light of day. So let's just hope now that this minister can hold him to his word and move forward.